Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Drops of Red, was written by Lisa M. Samra. Walking through the Scottish National Gallery, I was drawn to the strong brushwork and vibrant colors of one of many olive tree paintings by Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh. Many historians believe the work was inspired by Jesus' experience in the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. What especially caught my eye on the canvas of the painting were the small red splotches of paint among the ancient trees. Known as the Mount of Olives because of all the olive trees located on the mountainside, Jesus went there to pray on the night that he predicted his disciple Judas would betray him. Jesus was overwhelmed with anguish knowing the betrayal would result in his crucifixion. Luke 22 says that as he prayed, his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Jesus' agony was evident in the garden as he prepared for the pain and humiliation of a public execution that would result in the physical shedding of his blood on that Good Friday long ago. The red paint on Van Gogh's painting reminds us that Jesus had to suffer many things and be rejected. While suffering is part of his story, however, it no longer dominates the picture. Jesus' victory over death transforms even our suffering, allowing it to become only a part of the beautiful landscape of our lives he's creating. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 44. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And, being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for being willing to suffer, even to death, so that we might be freed from sin and receive eternal life. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.